Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hello, gang. This is High Averback opening up another Command Performance. Yes, sir, a half-hour chuck full of goodies is ordered in those letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, old Command goes educational. For the benefit of PFC Royce, pharmacists mate Al Reddick, and all the others who wanted more dope on how not to run a radio station, we take you again to the half-watt station, MARX, and its president, owner, manager, director, producer, writer, and listener, Groucho Marx! Mr. Marx, where are you?
I'm in the newsroom.
Mr. Marx, do you have a girl in there with you?
Of course not. I'm reading the latest flashes of those North American flying saucers.
Oh, Senor Groucho.
If you don't have a girl in there, what was that?
One of those South American dishes. Don't bother me. I got to take care of the latest developments.
Rich, Mr. Marx, you leave me alone.
Well, there's one development that didn't work out well. She's gone after I spent all that money showering her with gifts. Well, that's life. Another dame, another dollar. Say, Aberback, can't you do something about my radio fans?
Groucho, there was a very pretty girl here just now with the Groucho Marx Club.
That's what I mean. If I hadn't ducked, she'd have hit me with it. Well, don't hold back. What's new here at the station? I've been out studying dramatic parts.
Oh, stop. Groucho, I saw you at the burlesque show. You were staring at the stripteaser's hip.
Frankly, I can't think of a more dramatic part. It was disgusting. First she took off her coat and threw it out. Then she took off her glove and threw it out.
Then what happened?
I don't know. They turned off my x-ray machine and threw me out. Say, we're about due on the air. I've got it. Hello? Oh, it's Finnegan, my stupid writer. How can you get some ideas? Use my system. Go see my girl. When I look at her, I get all kinds of ideas. Hello, station MARX.
This is Muscles Maloney. I got a flash for your sports program. Today I took the discus and I threw it 5 miles.
5 miles?
Ain't I wonderful?
Congratulations, Maloney. You certainly can throw it. Oh, Maloney, will you hold the phone a minute?
Yeah.
That's good. I wouldn't want you to drop it. Have her back. We got to get today's program lined up. Where's my loyal secretary?
Yeah, she's practicing singing. You know, in her spare time, she does a lot of other radio work, and tonight she's on Command Performance. That girl is going places.
I know. Since she scrubbed herself a Drano, there's no holding that girl. Well, what do you know? Here's my secretary now, Martha Tilton. Have her back. Must you applaud every time she takes off her coat?
Hello, Groucho. I've been preparing a song for Private Joe Bernay in Tokyo.
Well, Martha, what are you doing after work tonight?
Reading a book. It's a case of the mind over the material things.
Well, how about tomorrow night?
Sorry, Groucho. Mind over material.
The night after?
Mind over material.
What a waste when it's such wonderful material. Well, let's hear the song.
Chababa, Chababa, Chihuahua, Angelava, Sukalaguma. Chababa, Chababa, Chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chababa, Chababa, Chihuahua, Angelava, Sukalaguma. And you'll love. see your dolly sleepy too. Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Gee, Baba, Shababa, Chihuahua, Angelawa, Kukala Goomba. My bambino, oh my bambino, go to sea.
Well, Martha, now back to business. Did you make out tomorrow's program schedule?
Yes, Chief.
What is it?
19 hours of Jump and Jive Records by Stinky Finnegan and his Dirty 30. Followed
that's
by...
That's not Slinky, that's Stinky Finnegan. He's been trying to duck that word all afternoon. And me, too.
Followed by 3 seconds of public service features.
Really? What's the public service?
We smashed the record.
Now, there's a girl with a head on her shoulders. If she'd only put it on mine. Martha, take some dictation. No, here, on my knee.
Why, Groucho, you want me to write on your knee?
Yes, we're all out of paper.
Well, all right. What note should I take?
Take do, re, mi. They're good enough for Lily Pons. They're going to be good enough for you. Ah, Martha, my Lilton Tilton, you can't write, you can't read, you can't take dictation. Sometimes I wonder why I ever hired you.
You do, Groucho, honey, darling, lammy pie?
Yeah, but stick around. I'll think of something. You know, I admire your taste. You look very good in that skin-tight flesh. Would you care to step into my newsroom and look at my teletypes?
Hey, Groucho, are you trying to get your face slapped?
Well, that isn't exactly what I had in mind.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Station MARX is on the air with a Flugelmeier department store program. Flugelmeier's special for today is Acme Girdles.
Ladies, do you feel that you're losing your pep?
When you take off your girdle, do you feel a sudden letdown?
Rush out and get an Acme girdle. It gets to the seat of your troubles.
Yes, try the Maxwell House model. It's good to the last droop. Friends, the Acme girdle is all rubber. It works the same non-skid way as an inner tube.
Right. This lady is now wearing an Acme rubber girdle, and... My gosh, lady, is that all you, or did some kid get fresh with a bicycle pump?
I like an Acme girdle. It won't roll over, won't shrink, won't creep up.
That's good.
But be sure not to sweat. It melts.
Acme girdles cover a wide range. That is, they come in sizes for...
The slender type.
The average type.
The plump type. And...
Call the carpenter, Max. We need a new doorway again. And now for Flugelmeier's health exercise, conducted by your pain in the neck and mine, Muscles for A.
Well, thank you. Okay, everybody, stand up straight. You too, Mark, to never back.
Oh, all right.
Up straight, up. Stick out your chest, up. Stick out your arms, up. Pull your stomach in, up. Grab your pants, quick.
Something told me to wear suspenders.
Okay, bend over, touch your toes. Hey, are all you guys touching your toes? Come on, do like I told you.
But Muscles, this is so silly.
Never mind, do like I told you.
All right.
This little piggy went
to
market.
This little piggy stayed home.
Flash, we interrupt this program for a news bulletin. An important story from Austria.
However, as none of us can read Austrian, we return you to the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Groucho Marx Symphony Hour. Now the MARX musicians tune up. Conductor Marx steps on his podium.
Ouch! Why do I keep stepping on my own podium?
The maestro raps for attention. The musicians are on the alert. and they play a record by the AFRS Orchestra, Rio Rita.
Groucho, station MARX is really doing fine. I wonder how many listeners we have.
I'll find out. I'll call the Hooper Survey. Hello, have you taken a telephone pole lately? Well, it won't do you any good. You'll never get it inside the house. Now, let's get on with the program.
Hello. I'm Raymond, your host. Won't you come in?
Well, here we are at the kiddies' corner. Usually occupied by Uncle John Marks. Little Oscar Grindle, age 6 1/2 with... Send our beloved Uncle Don a wonderful bouquet made up of 4 roses. Now, if little Oscar will go to the Palladium on his birthday and stick his head under the 4th table to the right, Uncle Don will kick him in the snoot. So today we present...
Uncle Ignatz Reads the Funnies. Let's drop in on Studio A, where Uncle Ignatz has just opened up his fresh new copy of the Sunday Times. Take it away, Studio A.
Tune in next week when Uncle Ignatz again reads the funnies. Time after time after time. When you hear the musical note, it'll be awful late. The time now... Yeah, my watch has stopped. You got the time, Abner?
No, Lum, you got time.
No, guess we start. Friends, if anybody out there knows the time, will you give us a ring? We ain't going no place.
Now, MARX presents the famous program, Truth... or Consequences. Brought to you by Gilhooly's 32 Oil and Hair Tonic. Insist on 32 Oil for your hair.
It's taken directly from a Chevrolet crankcase that hasn't been drained since the winter of 32.
And Gilhooly's ketchup-style hair tonic grows hair on any part of the body.
Ladies, give Gilhooly's hair tonic to that boyfriend with a clammy hand. Tell him it's hand lotion.
Will I be satisfied with the result?
Lady, you'll be tickled.
Gilhooly's will grow hair on a billiard ball.
Right. Drop in someday and we'll shoot a hairy game of pool.
That's Gilhooly's, the tonic with the truthful advertising.
Check. Gilhooly's hair tonic is not made in a fancy factory. Gilhooly doesn't have men in white sitting patiently in laboratories.
Gilhooly's ketchup-style hair tonic happens when two dirty bums throw tomatoes at each other in a sewer in Little Casbah, New Jersey.
Gilhooly's hair tonic is never touched by human hands in a modern bottling plant.
Correct. Gilhooly leads two old mules into the sewer and beats them with a tired banana. They kick Gilhooly's tonic into the air. Six greasy monkeys catch the stuff in bottles and carefully seal them with War Cypress bubble gum.
And remember, if your head itches...
Watch it, you. Wash it, you schmo.
Now, here we are at the Truth and Consequences, and here's the poor sponsor's consequence, Groucho Marx.
You mean there's still time for a program?
Yeah!
Hiya, students. Hi, y'all. Who's our first contestant?
This is Will Scott, Your Honor.
Ah, yes. And Mr. Scott, what did you get when you came up on the stage?
A black eye. I didn't have a chicken.
And it's positively superfluous. You already have two pink ones of your own.
Hey, if I win...
I mean pink tickets, not ours.
Hey, if I win, what'll be my prize?
Well, huh? Mr. Scott, how would you like a 24-hour date alone with Betty Grable?
Oh, golly, I'd love that.
So would I. Well, back to the program. Would you like to win a piano?
Oh, that has a nice resale value.
Or a Cadillac?
Oh, that has a nice resale value.
Or a house?
Oh, that has a nice resale value.
Well, what would you do with Lana Turner?
Oh, that has a nice...
You haven't told the truth. So you must pay the consequences.
You missed me.
What's my consequence?
Well, you see that room right off the stage? In that room, we have a perfectly harmless lion. His teeth are out, and he's a household pet. All you have to do is to go into that room and stick your head in the lion's mouth.
Are you sure he's tame?
Positively. We've got a guarantee. Now, go ahead.
Well, all right.
There goes our guarantee.
Groucho, this is awful. We got to stop doing that.
I know. These belt buckles are so hot on the stomach. And who are you?
I'm Martha Lou Tilton, honey. How are you all?
Fine, honey lamb, fine. How's all of you? I'll answer that. Fine. What'd you get when you came up on the stage?
A pinch. I turned my back to the usher.
You turn your back and you'll get another. And also, you received a Hoover vacuum cleaner, the Errol Flynn model. It whistles as it barks as it chases the maid. Marty Lou, honey lamb, why did you wear that dress to a broadcast?
Why, Groucho, honey, I can be seen anywhere in this dress.
That's what I mean. Well, back to the show.
Well, goodness, Groucho, honey, I bet you're going to ask me a big, horrid question.
Well, not right now, honey lamb, but later on I'll ask you a pip. Or if all goes well, I can have a pip ask you a Martha Tilton.
Well, I think I'll had better leave.
Now, don't get saucy, Tilton. I could lick you with one hand tied behind my back. Well, just don't stand there, Rabbitback. Tie one of her hands behind my back. Marty Lou, if you win, you get a furnished apartment.
Groucho, honey, if I lose, what's my consequence?
You are young. Well, here's your question, sweetheart. What is the difference between shaking hands and kissing?
Gosh, Groucho, honey, I don't know. What is the difference?
That's a wonderful answer. Stick around a while. I got to order a brand new consequence.
Next, Groucho, is Miss Tilly Lumplocks of Bustle Stuffer, North Dakota.
Just a minute, Bub. I'm going on next. Kindly announce Abe Burrows.
Mr. Burrows, what's your occupation?
I'm a radio writer. I've written for Rudy Valley, Duffy's Tavern, Joan Davis.
Uh-huh. And what do you do for a living? Never mind, Mr. Burrows. Where are you from?
You mean, where am I from now, or where was I from originally, or where was I before I was from where I went to last?
Well, any place.
Now you're trying to trap me.
Well, you've earned one hit in the head. Would you like to try for two?
Certainly. Ask me a question.
Ask you a question. Do you think I'm a fool?
What a spot I'm in. If I say yes, you'll get mad and you won't give me a prize. If I say no, people will say we're in luck. Groucho, tell me something.
Groucho, you'll have to take off 30 pounds, eh?
From where? Groucho, tell me something. Where were you born?
One foggy night on the Staten Island Ferry on 42nd Street.
What was the ferry doing on 42nd Street?
It was very foggy.
I see. Where were you born originally?
You mean here or in Brooklyn? Now, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be asking these questions.
I can get nosy, too. What's your name and occupation?
Groucho Marx, and I'm a junior housewife.
Were you ever queen for a day?
Please, Mr. Burroughs. How could I be queen for a day?
Well, you're young. You should be willing to try.
Now, look, I'm the quizmaster here.
Shut up. I will now ask myself three questions. If I get the three questions right, I get to sing a couple of my own songs on your program.
But listen, I didn't...
Here we go. 1176. Abner Peabody III. And the George Washington Bridge. Yahoo for me.
1176, Abner Peabody III, and the George Washington Bridge. What's that?
Those are three answers. I'll think up the questions later. Will you fill in for my while I walk over to the piano?
Not only that, I'll fill in the piano. Huh? This is really Abe Burrows, the head writer of the Joan Davis Show, the Rudy Valley Show, and last year, the Dinah Shore Show. Mr. Burrows.
These are songs which I wrote because I didn't like other songs. I call them type songs because they suit the various song categories, you know. I have love type songs, nostalgic type songs, topical type songs, mother, father, incubator, all kind of things. Some of them I never even finished. They're just titles. Like I have one called If You Were the Only Girl in the World and I Were the Only Boy, Okay, But Right Now Let Me Alone. However, some of them I did finish. Here's one. It's a memory type song. I like this. It's nostalgic. Like this. I am strolling down memory lane without a single thing to remember. I am strolling down memory lane without even a dying ember. Some folks remember their mothers and others their girlfriends behind. I'm strolling down memory lane without a doggone thing on my mind. I have another song. See the kind of stuff this is? It's nice. It's instructive, intelligent, educational, yet with enough sprightliness to make it dull. I have here a song, it's a love-type song. Exaggerated love-type song. Sort of a, you're the only girl in a whole wide world type song like you kind of thing, you know? Like this. Get this piano. Notice the intros all sound the same? They are. I walk along singing, no time for blues or sighs. Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. You can't upset me, no none of you's gloomy guys. Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. What makes her different? Is it the way she walks, or the way she shakes a pert little skirt, or the way she talks? That's why I'm singing nothing but blue skies. Cupid gave me a shout, and I'm in love with the girl with the three blue, girl with the three blue, not one.
Fine thing. He takes over my show. Who invited that guy to be on my program?
Groucho, it was Larry, that command performance writer.
Oh, I'm Larry Miller. Did somebody mention my name?
Mr. Miller, did you invite Mr. Burroughs onto my show?
I sure did, Mr. Miller.
Well, you've told the truth, but you're going to pay the consequences anyway. Now, Mr. Miller, do you like pies?
Yeah, I love pies.
Mr. Aberback, bring out the ammunition. Mr. Miller, what kind of pies do you like? Gooseberry?
Well, I do love gooseberry. Then there's apple.
I see. We've got apple here. How do you feel about lemon meringue?
I do love lemon meringue. I could eat all kinds of pies all the time. I can't seem to get enough pies in my face.
Well, that's very interesting.
Stop stalling. Don't I get the
pies? Yes, Mr. Miller, I'm going to give them to you right now. Hey, Harpo.
Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, the inimitable Harpo Marx is walking out on the stage, another of the team of famous brothers. Mr. Miller shakes in his boots. Harpo slowly approaches him with a fiendish gleam in his eye and a peach custard in each hand, handed to him by one of our stagehands, and we don't know what he's going to do. He's sort of rearing back. There it went! Mr. Miller scrapes a fingerful of pie from his eye and tastes it. Oh, what a mess. You can see Mr. Miller's face. Harpo reloads his trusty arm, takes a second pie. Here comes the strawberry meringue. Oh, no. If you could only see this. So here comes another pie. Seems to be a little confusion here. Harpo is beginning to feel sorry for Mr. Miller. He sort of looks around. He whistles at the audience. He's asking, should I or shouldn't I? Oh, poor Mr. Miller. What a mess he is. And he looks around. Audience is saying yes. No, they can't make up their minds. Oh, he puts it in his face. It's a slow, gentle massage, and he's down. Mr. Miller's down. Yes. That must have been a Lord Calvert's meringue.
Well, there's nothing like a little polite comedy on the show, eh? Thank you, Mr. Miller and Harper. That was swell. Well, gang, we brought another one out to the edge of the record. It's been lots of fun, and thanks for inviting us in.
Tonight's guest list included Groucho Marx, Lil Tamarthan Tilton, well acting by June Foray, Bud Whittem, Will Scott, and...
And his name is High Aberback. Aberback, now there's a name for you. He should change it to Groucho Aberback. Well, so long, fellas, and the best of luck to all of you, wherever you may be. Good night.
This program is arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.